A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples had forgotten to bring any bread along. Except for one loaf, they had none with them in the boat. So when Jesus instructed them, "Keep your eyes open, be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod," they concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why do you suppose that it is because you have no bread? Do you still not see or comprehend? Are your minds completely blinded? Have you eyes but no sight, ears but no hearing? Do you remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets of fragments you gathered up?" They answered, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full hampers of fragments did you collect?" They answered, 7. He said to them again, "Do you still not understand?" The Word of God. If the situation in the Gospel were not so serious, it would be rather comical, because the disciples think that Jesus is upset because they forgot to bring enough bread for the journey. What a silly misjudgment on their part. Did they also forget that this is Jesus who fasted 40 days in the desert? Hardly the one who'd be concerned or disturbed about not having enough to eat. And we can hear Jesus' frustration in the Gospel. He says, "Do you still not understand? Are you still not getting it?" Jesus is a master teacher, but in today's Gospel, he sounds more like a primary math teacher preparing his students for an exam. Remember, he says, 5 loaves for 5,000 with 12 baskets left over. Remember, he says, 7 loaves for 4,000 and 7 hampers collected. And we know that Jesus is not concerned about the number of loaves, but about the memory of those experiences and the learnings he had hoped his disciples would come to. Well, it doesn't sound like the disciples get it. But because we're listening in on the conversation, we might have a different perspective. We hear Jesus say, "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Herod." And we know in common parlance that yeast in itself is neither good nor bad. But if it's the yeast of Herod and the Pharisees, we get the message. It's a yeast that silently works against Jesus. It's the yeast of deceptive words and attitudes, small lies that lead to greater consequences. It's the yeast of Herod, and that is not only alive in Jesus' time, but also encourages destructive action in our own lives. It's the yeast of ambition that creates cutthroat competition. It's the yeast of intolerance, small jealousies that lead to vicious gossip, unkind remarks that divide families and congregations. It's the yeast of self-righteousness that eventually hardens our hearts and slowly leavens our lives, changing our desires to do good and our vision of who we are called to be. The warning that Jesus gives his disciples is meant for us too, because it's all too easy to be convinced by the values that surround us in our society. A friend of mine who does a lot of justice work tells this story on herself. On a late rainy afternoon in San Francisco, she was near the Tenderloin District, looking unsuccessfully for an eye clinic to which she was referred, when a disheveled man approached her. She immediately thought, "Please, let this derelict not confuse me any further. Let him not beg money from me and relate his hard luck story." But another lesson learned. The man looked at her and said, "Madam, you look lost. Is there some way I can help you?" Yes, the warning Jesus gives to his disciples is meant for us. God's generosity is unmatched. And when we understand that and what God has done for us, we will not be able to do less for those who hunger for justice, safety, dignity, no matter who they are, what religion, economic status, or ethnicity. In the gospel today, Jesus wants to stir up our good memories, the memories of the times we hungered for comfort or guidance, and were fed with the bread of counsel and friendship. When we hungered for compassion, and someone listened, understood, and stayed through the night of our need. And when we begged for forgiveness, and we were heard and blessed by a person with a generous, forgiving heart. God has fed us in many ways, and there are many more than 7 hampers left over, enough for all. And it is this bread we are asked to share with others. For bread is to be eaten, not stored, to be shared, not left to rot. Bread is meant to nourish, not to be admired. The bread we have received has nourished us, and we are to joyfully give it away to nourish others.